Thank you for joining us here today at Calvary Church, where we are committed to loving God and loving people. If you have any questions or want to learn more about who we are, visit us online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message from our lead pastor, Steve McDonald.
Welcome back, Calvary, to episode 3 and the conclusion of our 3-week Level Up miniseries. It's been a great time, and that time has flown by so quickly. Next week, we actually start a brand new 2-month message series that will walk us through the book of Acts together. It's going to be fantastic, and it'll take us right in to the summer. And I say, bring on the summer. Now, last year was, for those of you that don't know, was Susan and I's 30th wedding anniversary. It was a very exciting milestone. And for a year or two prior, we were planning one of our bucket list trips to Italy and Greece for the first time. Now, needless to say, it didn't happen. With all the pandemic craziness, everything was canceled. So, boo to that. But you know what? We're determined to make it happen someday. But in the meantime, we kind of made the best of our time together as we spent more time closer to home. And we've been learning Italian together. Susan started working through a new app that she found, a language app, and then she invited me to give it a try. So you know what? Every day we set aside a little bit of time to learn new words and new phrases as we kind of advance to the next level of our language training. And you know what? They've made kind of leveling up fun with different rewards and sounds. It's there to kind of encourage your progress. Andiamo fratelli, lo sono l'uomo. Roughly translated, come on bro, I'm the man. Now, I don't know if that phrase is going to help me around the busy streets of Italy, but it certainly amuses me as we level up our language skills. You know what? We're a church that believes in people, and we believe in practically coaching people along the way to provide them the spiritual tools that will help them grow in their faith, to level up. And our vision is to see every member growing and contributing, either taking a next step or helping someone along to take that next step as well. And you know what? No matter how far we've come or what we've accomplished, we all know we haven't arrived yet. There's always more to learn. There's always another level. We're created by God that way, to level up, to grow, and to move into what he has for us next as we discover our purpose. Now, similarly, Peter was challenging the churches in Asia Minor to keep taking those important next steps in their devotion to God, to keep stretching and growing. In 2 Peter 3:18, it says, rather you must grow or level up or take the next step in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, as followers of Christ, we need to always be leveling up. Bob Goff once said, I never know what all the steps are, but I know the next step. We serve a next step God who doesn't always illuminate every step we need to take, but he does light up our next step. And as a church, we want to come alongside of you, want to come alongside your family to help you take those important next steps. Proverbs 37:23 says, the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. So while we make our plans, he's the one who determines our steps. You know, when we started our series a couple of weeks ago, I made a statement, and I think I probably heard this statement when I was in my late teens, and it stayed with me all of these years, back when I first made a commitment to follow Christ. That statement was that the two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you realize why. You see, to realize the why is to realize your purpose. Scopo, purpose. To discover that or find out the purpose of your life. Why did he create me? Why am I here? Realizing that why keeps us focused. It keeps us on track so that we don't lose sight of what we need to and that we're not derailed in that process. I remember back in the day when we would travel. You remember those days? People went on planes. Pastor Susan and I were flying to Fort Lauderdale to attend some church leadership meetings. And when we were in our final approach coming into land, you could look at the window and see swimming pools and what looked like oval tracks everywhere I looked. And later I found out from a friend, he said that those were racetracks or greyhound dog racetracks. Now, I've never been to a race like that, but around that same time, a Florida newspaper came out with a great story about one of these racing tracks. Now, most of these professional dog tracks have a little track that runs around the inside of it with a little mechanical rabbit, a little furry rabbit. And so when the race starts, off that rabbit goes, and the dogs just go crazy chasing it. But one time, this little mechanical rabbit was heading into the turn, and something malfunctioned, and the thing blew up. It was like fur and wires and rabbit pieces flying everywhere. Suddenly, the dogs were just messed up. They were confused. They didn't know what to do. Some just kind of sat on the track and laid down. Others turned around, looked at the spectators, and started barking at them. One of them got so confused, he kind of plowed through a railing and broke one of his ribs. But not one single dog finished that race. What a picture in my mind of humanity. You see, without something to chase after, without a clear purpose, we're left confused. Some of us are left standing still or barking at those people that pass us. You know, when the pandemic hit, we couldn't gather as a church anymore. Many people began losing their kingdom focus. Some got off track and began making decisions that caused pain in their life or that caused pain in other people's lives. Some got caught up barking at other people over politics or health restrictions, leading up to a lot of hurt feelings and some division. Others just sat down and they parked themselves, and many of those people haven't moved for the last 14 months. Church, listen, it's time to move forward again. It's time to recapture our purpose, to get back on mission, the same mission that Jesus laid down his life for. I think one of the most valuable things we possess is our purpose. It's the reason that we get up in the morning. It's the reason that we keep moving forward to weather the storms that we face with the joy that he's put on the inside of us that really is what's responsible for the strength that we need to get through those times, to move past fear and faith, to start living again, to make a decision that I've decided to live my life on purpose. Proverbs 29, verse 18 says, when people do not accept divine guidance, or another translation says, where there's no vision or purpose, it says the people run wild or they perish. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. And it's that joy that gives us the strength that we need. So where there's no vision, where there's no purpose, people run wild. They run through guardrails. They bark at people. They're confused, and sometimes they don't know which way is up. And they eventually perish. You know, many of you may have said those words before. I feel like I'm dying. I don't know if I can take this. But it's most of the time it's because of a lack of purpose, or we've lost sight of it. No sense of destiny for living the dream that God's giving us. We just kind of default to survival mode, existing, just marking the days as they go by. Now, the word for vision in Scripture in Proverbs in the Hebrew, which is what your Old Testament original manuscripts are in, is the word kazon. Not calzone, which is the delicious pizza treat. I'm not talking about calzone, I'm talking about kazon, which actually means a dream, means a revelation or a vision. You see, I have a dream in my life, a purpose that I chase after like that rabbit. Now, my question for you today is, do you have that dream? Do you have a purpose, a vision that God has given you for your life? Are you chasing a rabbit? Something that you can keep your focus on, that keeps allowing you to level up, to do what he's called you to do. You know, all of the Calvary classes and groups and programs that we offer all focus to help you answer that question. And when you can answer it, when you realize the why, it will help bring clarity to every other decision that you make, big or small, whatever you face in your life. Now, I know why I keep getting up in the morning. It's because of that purpose. It's what keeps me going to church, keeps me working, keeps me paying my bills, raising my family, loving my wife. It brings focus to everything that I value in my life. Now, let me give you three things that purpose brings to our lives. The first one is a purpose for your life will restore focus if you've had it and you've lost it. If we were all brutally honest with one another, some of us are not living very focused lives. Sometimes we're busy, busy, busy doing unnecessary things, non-eternal things, while sacrificing the things that really count. The truth is, you're not only in a need to know what you should be doing, but what you shouldn't be doing. We need clarity. He has always had this incredible purpose for your life, but have you discovered that purpose yet? Because until you do, focus in your life will constantly elude you. You know what? The world as we know it, culture, has a purpose for this generation. They want them to be consumers, not contributors. But having a clear understanding of your purpose helps bring focus to make better decisions in every single area of our lives. The second thing is a purpose for your life will produce endurance. The truth is, some of you are tired today. Maybe you feel like you're going to give up. What's the culprit? I think most of the times it's likely because we've lost sight of that purpose. See, when you keep that goal ahead of you, it sustains you. That's why people love the weekends or a long vacation so much. Not just because of the time you take off or the fun that you have when you're on that vacation, but it's how you feel leading up to it. It produces endurance. You work harder to get to that marker. It gives you strength to power through adversity and to keep moving forward. So what about you? Do you have that goal line in view? Something that you're reaching for that helps you to endure. You know, when Susan, my wife, was pregnant with our second son years ago and went into labor, it was in Halifax in a beautiful hospital, had a great room, lazy boy chair, television, popsicles for mom, but I was making the best of it too while we waited. I was watching Star Trek. I was eating popsicles. Finally, as Susan was trying to focus and to endure the pain of bringing our second son into the world, she said, "Turn it off." You know what? Moms are my heroes for all that they endure to bring life into this world. Now, some of you may be going through the kind of pain that seems that intense, but don't lose sight of the goal that God has put in front of you. Keep pressing on. And then number three, a purpose for your life brings fulfillment. Many of us over the years have been looking for the fulfillment in all the wrong places. Fame, fortune, power, all these things seem to promise fulfillment, but none of them deliver, especially in light of those that we've seen over the years who seem to have it all, this incredible wealth and power, but yet they're lacking. Many of them want to end their existence because it's empty. That's because without purpose, without a vision for your life, there is no fulfillment. It's empty. It's hollow. It has the appearance of something incredible, but there's nothing inside. You know, I love a good origin movie. You know, the story of a character that we're invested into, how they started down their path. The experiences, the people that influenced the course that their life took, the story of how their purpose was shaped. You know, our origin story started in the heart of God. Psalm 139:16 says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was written in your book." Every day, every moment was laid out, the Bible says, before a single day was passed. Sadly, some of us are trying to edit that story, to add another chapter. Not that God wants us to. And I've tried that over the years. But thankfully, God keeps bringing me back to the story and the purpose that he intended for my life. That's really what makes the gospel the good news. His last chapter, walking on the earth, led to this great purpose for each of us. And I believe God wants everyone saved, restored, redeemed, transformed, and fulfilled. You don't need to wait until this pandemic is over to change. You can make that decision and start living today. Your salvation is not in a vaccine. It's still in a Savior. Now, in closing, let me boil it down to three practical questions. Three questions that you can ask yourself that will help put you on the path to God's purpose for your life. The first question is, what am I doing that I shouldn't be doing? Make a decision to change whatever that is, whatever's holding you back. Even if that's fear, God wants you to overcome it. He wants you to have a second chance. Then ask yourself, what am I not doing that I should be doing? For some of us, it's making a decision to follow Christ. For others, it's praying. It's getting into the Word of God. It's leveling up in our faith. Maybe you need to join or lead a Calvary group. Maybe you need to get back to church around the people that encourage you. Make time for what fuels your faith and then do it. And then finally, why not do it today? Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Do it right now. Today is the day of next steps. It's your moment. The truth is we often over-exaggerate yesterday. We underestimate tomorrow. And we underappreciate the moment that we're in today. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2 says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. God has never loved you more than he does in this very moment. I want to challenge you today as we close our service to make a decision that's going to change the way that you live, to live on purpose, a life in the Spirit. Get rid of all that junk in your life, because right behind it is this amazing purpose that he has planned for you. Now, wherever you are, bow your head, close your eyes. I want to pray for you. If you're with us this morning, if you don't know Jesus personally, I want you to know that he's calling you today. Maybe you've been coming to church for a long time. Maybe you've been watching online for a very long time, but you've never gone all in. Maybe you've never committed your life to Christ. Today is your day. This can be your moment. Just go ahead in the chat and raise your hand. Let me know that you want me to pray for you today. Now, some of you are already believers, but he's speaking to you too about getting some things in right alignment. He's stirring you up to level up, to take the next step, to move past fear, to begin living with purpose again. If that's you, I want you to do the same thing. Raise your hand in the chat so that I can pray for you as well. Let's pray together. Jesus, I thank you for dying on the cross, for paying for my sin, for giving me a fresh start. Thank you for revealing the why I am here, for giving me purpose. Today I take the next step and I give you my life with all my heart. I serve you. I will serve you. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Thank you for forgiving me and setting me free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God's best, Calvary. Congratulations to those of you that prayed that prayer today for the first time. And for those of you that have been walking with Jesus for some time, but maybe have stalled out, I want you to level up. I want you to keep growing in your faith. And I want you to know that as a church, we are here for you. I love you so much. God's best. Have an amazing week.